Well, good afternoon. Welcome back. Thank you. We are going to basically continue our thoughts from this morning. How great is our God? As I said this morning, I did not come up with this lesson, okay? I stole it years and years ago. But when I saw it, it just totally blew my mind, and honestly, it changed the way I saw God. It changed the way I looked at God. And so I wanted to share it. I shared this in Katy, like I said, about 11 years ago. And one of our members here remembered that and said, if you get a chance, do that again. So this is my chance. I'm doing it again. Here's one of the cool things, though. At that time, I didn't have any slides. No slides. This was all just me. This time, you get slides. Woo-wee! So you should be excited about that. Secondly, they had only discovered so many stars, you know. They've come up with some more stars now, so we have more to talk about. So we're only going to talk about five stars tonight. So I'm only going to cover five. But hopefully it'll do to you what it did to me when I heard it, if you've never heard this before. So that's our galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy. If you're unfamiliar, that's us. And the lesson title is, If the Earth Were the Size of a Golf Ball. If the Earth Were the Size of a Golf Ball. So the next slide, which I have, is the Whirlpool galaxy. Why did I put it up there? Absolutely no reason other than I just love it. It's just a cool looking galaxy. So, you know, it's like looking down the barrel of a gun. Not that that's cool, but that's kind of what I'm thinking right there. So it's just a neat, neat thing. And you could go see it. You could get real close. All you have to do is hop in your spaceship and take off at the speed of light, which is 186,000 miles per second. And just go that direction for about 31 million years and you'll get there. So may not want to make that trip. Let's get back to our neighborhood, the good old Milky Way. There are some 3,916 solar systems in our galaxy. We, of course, live in our solar system with one star, and that is the sun. Thank you. That's the sun. So the sun is 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit at its surface. It's 93 million miles away. So it takes, at the speed of light, if light leaves there and comes to Earth, it takes about 8.3 seconds to leave the sun and reach the Earth. 8.3 seconds. That's the speed of light. So as we think about the sun, it's big. It's a big star. How big is it? So we start thinking about that. How big is it? Well, let me put it this way. If the Earth were the size of a golf ball, the sun would be 15 feet in diameter. Okay, let's do it a different way. Okay, Victor, hold on for a second. I did bring a golf ball because I knew you guys needed visual aids. So I want you to imagine that this is the Earth. The Earth we're living on, by the way, is tailor-made, just so you know. imagine this is the Earth, and I want you to find yourself on the Earth. I want you to see yourself on the Earth, and I want you to nod when you find yourself. Everybody nod? You found yourself? Are you on the hills? Okay. All right, everybody? All right. This is the Earth. All right. So, I want to do this again. So, Victor, if you'll catch the lights for me for a second, James, this is the sun. The outside of that circle is the sun. 15 feet in diameter, that's what that is right there. The top up there is 14 and a half feet above the stage. So it's actually, the sun is actually a little larger than that. So now, you got it? The sun comes way out here. That's you. Okay? Is that better? Get that? And that light's really bright. Okay, Vic, you can turn on the lights again. Thank you, James. Good steady hand, by the way. So if we look at this thing, it's, to me, it's just amazing. It's amazing. You can fit 960,000 Earths inside the sun. 960,000 Earths. So that's enough, in golf ball terms, if the Earth were a golf ball, that's enough golf balls to fill up a school bus, one of the big ones. 930,000 golf balls. Crazy, crazy big. It's a huge, big star. But it's this next star that really got me. It's the next star that just changed the way I saw God. It's called Betelgeuse. Most people call it Betelgeuse because it's easier to pronounce. And Betelgeuse just sounds fun. That's Betelgeuse. So Betelgeuse is 427 trillion miles away from us. 427 trillion miles away from us. And it's pretty intense. Pretty intense. Big star. That's it. Closer up. Way intense. How big is it? Well, it's 427 light years away. That's 5.88 trillion miles away from the Earth. This star is so big. It's so big that it's twice the size. And I bet you were thinking I was going to say the sun. But you're not. But you're wrong. It's twice the size of the Earth's orbit around the sun. Twice the size of the Earth's orbit around the sun. Crazy to think about. Crazy to think about. So I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this Betelgeuse here, a star so big. And if you were to say how big is it? How many golf balls would fit in Betelgeuse? How many Earths would fit in Betelgeuse? You would have to, if the Earth were the size of a golf ball, it's Betelgeuse is the size of the Empire State Building, with five more Empire State Buildings piled on top, one on top of the other. Okay, I think we're going to need to do this a different way too. I think visual, you guys are visual on me, aren't you? Okay, so here's what I need you to do. I need you to pack up your family. I need you to grab your golf ball, hop on a plane, fly to New York, get to Midtown, find that tall building, kind of looks like that one, set your golf ball right at the base, okay? Then I want you to walk across the street and look. And when you do, see the Earth, and then you start looking up, and you start looking up until you see the top of the Empire State Building. And then imagine five more Empire State Buildings on top of that. That's how big Betelgeuse is compared to the Earth. You could fit 252 trillion Earths inside Betelgeuse. 252 trillion Earths. How many golf balls is that? I knew you were going to ask. I knew you were thinking it. Well, it's enough golf balls to fill up Energy Stadium 3,000 times. And remember, you're on it somewhere. Somewhere, you're on it. Crazy, crazy big star. Crazy big star. The next one, you know what? I need to read, because you guys got to remember where it all started, right? Genesis chapter 1, 14 through 18. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the days from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And then in Psalm 19:1, it says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork." When we look up and we see all of these things, we see God's handiwork. We see what he did. In Psalm 33, verse 6, it says, "By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their hosts." God, how big is God? God is just so big, he just breathes out stars. He doesn't lift a finger. He just breathes them out. He speaks them into existence. A star that is so big that 3,000 Earths could fit. I'm sorry. 252 trillion Earths could fit inside of it. That's amazing. That's incredible. But this next star, it's called Musifi. That's it you see right there. What is called Herschel's Garnet Star up in the top left. Here's an amazing star. This is an amazing star, even more amazing than we had the last one with Betelgeuse. If the Earth were the size of a golf ball, Musifi would be the size of 2 Golden Gate bridges end to end. Y'all with me? 2 Golden Gate bridges end to end. So what I need you to do, I guess, is pack your bags, take your family, fly from New York, head across the country to the West Coast, drive down to San Francisco, go to the end of the Golden Gate Bridge, put your ball, that's the Earth, and then back away and look at the Golden Gate Bridge. And then imagine another Golden Gate Bridge. And by that time, you will not be able to see your golf ball anymore. It's too far away. That's how big this star is. It's so big. You could fit 2.7 quadrillion Earths inside of it. 2.7 quadrillion Earths inside of it. I know. It's a big number. It's a huge number. It's one we can't really wrap our hands around, our brains around. So let me try to help. 1 million seconds ago, okay? 1 million seconds ago was 12 days ago. Okay? 1 billion seconds ago. You go, "Yeah, I know. I got it, Jim. I'm with you now." It's, what, are we in the 1800s? Christopher Columbus? What do you think? 1991 is where we're at with 1 billion seconds. How about 1 trillion seconds? Okay, 1 trillion seconds. 29,687 BC. 29,687 BC. So quadrillion. How far is 1 quadrillion seconds ago? 30,800,000 years ago is 1 quadrillion seconds ago. A time that we know didn't even exist. Amazing. You can fit 2.7 quadrillion Earths inside Musifi. That staggers me. I mean, when I first heard this, I was going, what? What? Are you kidding me? It's just so big. This last star, the fourth star that I want to talk about, was the largest star. The last time I did this, 11 years ago, 12 years ago, whenever it was, this was the biggest star. It's right there, Canis Majoris. Used to be the big dog star. Canis Majoris. So that's it you see there on the left and on the right. Canis Majoris, huge. Huge star. Huge star. How big is it? Well, we'll talk about it here. If the earth were a golf ball, you could go to sea level and put the golf ball down at sea level, and then you back up, and it would be the size of Mount Everest. Mount Everest. Did you get that? Y'all got that one, didn't you? Yeah, it's a good thing, because you saved yourselves a plane fare from San Francisco to Kathmandu, Nepal, so that's good. I'm glad you got that one. So yeah, so the Earth and Mount Everest. So you're looking up 5.5 miles high, the highest point on our globe, the top of Mount Everest, and this is where we live. Does that boggle your mind? You know how many Earths would fit inside Canis Majoris? 7 quadrillion. 7 quadrillion. How many golf balls is that, Jim? Well, that's enough golf balls to cover the entire state of Texas. 22 inches deep in golf balls. And remember, you're on it somewhere. Is that staggering? How amazing our God is that just threw out things that size that are just inconceivable almost to us. Like I said, this was the biggest star the last time I did this. But they found a few larger now. There's UY Scuti, which is slightly bigger than Canis Majoris. But this next star, Stevenson 218. Oh, I forgot to show you Mount Everest. Oh, what a bummer. There's Mount Everest, y'all. Do you see us right at the very bottom down there? No, you can't. You can't. There's Canis Majoris right there. I don't know if you can see that, but yeah, you can. So do you see this here? Is this blown up? That's the sun, which you can't even see in this picture, but that's the Earth's orbit around the sun next to Canis Majoris. Wow. Incredible. There's Stevenson 218 next to Canis Majoris. Now, I dare you to do the math. I know some of you are going to go home and you're going to start calculating. I know how you are. So I can't tell you. I did the math. I did the math. I could tell you how many Earths could fit in there, but here's my problem. I don't know how many zeros that is. I do. I saw the zeros, but I don't know what that is. It's a number bigger than I know. That's how big it is. I just don't know the number. So I did it a different way. I said, okay, Stevenson 218, what could you hold? You know what it could hold? 10 billion suns. 10 billion of our suns. So go home tonight. I told you already there's 960,000 Earths inside the sun. So now you can do your little multiplication and you can tell me that number, whatever that number is, tell me that number. Have fun with that. That's how big Stevenson 218 is. a giant, giant star. I wanted to show you one last slide. So, if you can see this, which I hope you can, it starts out over here with Mercury. So we have 1, 2, then 3, then 4, then 5, then 6. So Mercury's here. There's our Earth, the last one in the one section there. That's Earth. Then Earth is the first thing in the second sequence. So you can see Earth compared to Neptune and Uranus and Saturn and Jupiter. And then Jupiter is the smallest thing here in 3, and then Wolf 359. And then there's our Sun. That's our Sun next to Sirius. A little plug for satellite radio. And then Sirius is the first one, the little bitty tiny thing in 4, next to Pollux and Arcturus and Aldebaran. And then Aldebaran is not even on over here. That was my fault. It was user error. I did it wrong. So we're missing two of those. And I love Regal too, but Regal's not on there. But it's, trust me, it's very small. And then you have Antares. And then there's our Betelgeuse. There's Betelgeuse, the first one on 6, followed by Musifi, followed by its cousin, Wcephi, followed by Canis Majoris. And then, if it could fit, Stevenson 218 would be up there. But hopefully, you can see what an amazing God that we serve, that could just breathe these stars into existence. That big. How big is Stevenson 218? Here's another way to tell you. It can hold 10 billion suns. But if you started right here and you took off that direction at the speed of light and come back all the way around and end right here at the speed of light, it would take you 9 hours. 9 hours. If you did the same thing with the sun, 14.5 seconds. Stevenson 218. Massive. If that doesn't just tell you what kind of God it is that we serve, that we worship, I don't know what would. I mean, to me, this just blew my mind when I started looking at all these things. And I think I have to read a couple more verses to you here. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 and 26. It says, to whom then will you compare these things? Who then will you compare me to? Should I be like him? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their hosts by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not a single one is missing. In Psalm 8, verses 3 and 4, when I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? What is man? God remembers that we are dust. But I tell you, when you start looking at the heavens with what's out there that He has put out there, it can't help but make you feel very small, because we serve such a big God. But doesn't it really mess up your whole thinking when you start seeing, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Yeah, it kind of messes that whole song up. I mean, when you start looking at some of the stars that we've looked at, that song, wow, I know what you are. You're intense. You're powerful. You're amazing. You're awesome. Who are we that God should remember us? You know, you start thinking about that. We're on a little tiny planet in the cosmos. with about 8 billion people made of dust running around on it. I'll tell you how important we are, though. God sent His Son to this planet for us. I don't know how much more He could show us that He really cares than to look at the earth in amongst all of those ginormous places and say, that one right there, the most important spot in the whole universe. Tonight, if you're here, you need to respond, do it tonight. If you need to put your Lord on in baptism, then take this opportunity to do that. If there's something just going on in your life and you feel overwhelmed, listen, with what we've seen tonight and this morning, you have a God that can handle anything you can throw at Him. Please, won't you come right now as we stand and sing together for your encouragement.